TV more than a bowl of fruit and a wedding photograph these days, and I know all about that. However, in his case, it really is cause and effect of those three words, by public demand. Yeah, Alvita Dame Pet, we're talking about Frank Stubbs, and now, nice day at the office, it truly is the time of Mr. Timothy Spall! In case you just showed up, then that was Kendo Nagasaki drumming.
I know exactly who that was. Yeah.
Oh, you're a fan. You say a lot of kids today. They say, wrestlers are American. He's a star.
No, I mean, I used to as a kid. I used to watch wrestling.
Of course, you do a little drumming yourself. Well, have drum.
Yes, I have. I have done a bit of that. Yeah.
When did you drum?
I started to learn in the Army Cadets, which is. Not to be confused with the thing you're going before you join the army. It was a sort of boys' night club where you go like a boys' club and then you...
Yeah, so boys' night club.
No, that's the places I go now.
Then now, I'm the exact killer. So you drummed there?
Yeah, I became the lead drummer in the band, yeah. You know, all that stuff with the sticks.
Any good?
Oh, it's brilliant, mate.
Now we've missed an opportunity. You and Kendo Nagasaki, with Malcolm McLaren giving it plenty.
Well, there you go.
There's a TV opportunity. But Army, you said, did you follow that through? You don't think Army...
Yeah, I was nearly going to join the Army. I was a bit confused when I was about 15. I didn't know whether I wanted to join the Army or go to art college.
Yeah.
And I was at the Army Cadets doing the drumming, stripping brain guns and learning out what a knoll was from a contour line.
Yeah.
And by day, I was getting heavily into surrealist impressionist paintings and that. So I got a little bit confused
between the army and the art school.
When I was in the art, I was watching Malcolm McLaren talking earlier about when I was stripping brain guns on a Thursday night. The following morning, I was trying to create these sort of sculptures that I wanted to do, and one was. I was trying to make this mechanical woman with spinning bosoms, but I didn't. No, I was no good at metalwork, so I couldn't do that. So then I got to put an envelope up on the wall which said, "Wanted pubic hair in the sixth form common room," and nobody gave me any.
Well,
there's a lot of people without bathrooms around my way, so they might have been a bit worried. So,
let's go back a step here. Why did you want pubic hair then?
Because my thing was I'd got these apples, right, and I found this clear glue, and I stuck the apples in the pubic hair, and they looked lovely. I mean, they were very cuddly. Then I went round and I sort of put them up above the classes of the subjects that I didn't enjoy. And they let me do that because I got my A-level art from that.
Have you been inhaling next to Malcolm McLaren all of a sudden? No. I didn't expect this from you.
No, it's the truth.
Were you nuts? I mean, because you're from quite a soberish, ordinary, South London background, aren't you?
I don't know if I'm nuts. I suppose I might be a bit.
Did you at that point go nuts? That's what I'm saying. Were you just...
No, I was feigning. I was feigning eccentricity in the hope that somebody might notice me for the fact that I wasn't just a complete dickhead. I mean, the fact that I...
Well, putting requests for pubic hair up will do that every time. They think you're as normal as anything then. Yeah,
yeah, well, I've got a grade A level.
How much pubic hair did you get?
About a third of a gram.
Interesting measurement there, by the way. What did your friends think of you around all that time? What's just weighing it out precisely as that? You went to RADA, yeah?
I did.
It's closed. Yeah, let's take then the acting cliche. Did you have to wear tights? Did they give you tights when you got...
I did. I mean,
No,
they didn't give me tights. No, mate. I was 17 and... I was 18. And
you actually had them?
No, I had to go and buy them from a ballet shop. Fried and Fried. It's still there in the Charing Cross Road, I believe. And, I mean, I was terrified. They send you a list of things you had to get. And it was like... you required, it was a bit of a throwback because it said you required two lounge suits.
Mm.
I had those, luckily, because I got them for about £2. But then it said, of course you have to wear tights and ballet pumps. And I was just dreading the thought of what my arse would look like in these.
Yeah. Tights. Oh, me and you both.
It wasn't only my arse, it was all that around me. Because I'd seen Nureyev on the television, I thought...
Oh, I know.
I felt like some kind of, I don't know, mutant in comparison
sure,
to that.
Sure, Yeah.
You know, in a wheelbarrow type.
Who knew? That was about. So why did I make you buy tights at RADA, though?
Because you've got to do a little bit of sachet to the left and all that. I did all that, and I moved around, jumped to plié, sachet.
You really did, yeah?
Of course I did. I mean, of course I went to RADA. I mean, you know, my mother was subsidising my fee, so I wasn't going to let her down, so I plié'd and sachet'd to the rest of them.
Yeah. How did you come to be, all of a sudden, Barry in Alvida's Own Pet?
They were having trouble with casting the characters to type. Most of the characters were from the region that they were from, vis-a-vis the Geordies. Chris Fairbank wasn't and Pat Roach wasn't, but they didn't know how... Barry was a difficult one, because he wasn't very developed. They didn't know quite how he was going to go. He was just a Burke, as written. But so they called me in. No.
Okay, you're finishing me sentences, yeah.
No, they said, well, what do we want? Somebody who's like that or somebody who can act it. And luckily, they called me in and I learnt the accent. My wife and her family are, like, from the Midlands, and I learnt that, you know, vowels, and I just learnt how to do the accent. And I did a screen test and got the part, you know.
But are you like some of the highfalutin actors we see who say, I found it hard to shake the character off? I mean, did you find you were slouching around and brummy at home at all?
No, I would never do that, because each character, I look at it like it's a completely different thing. They never cross over to me. They're always of their own, they have their own psychology, their own way of behaving, their own way of talking. So I never felt that it was becoming... I think that's kind of...
Actually, I know the perfect example of this, which we've got ready on tape now, because this is you, I think, trying to stay in character in an outtake, and something isn't supposed to happen here, but real life intervenes here. Just watch this clip. Of course, Boring Barry wouldn't have cracked up laughing, and you were struggling.
No, I was trying to be a mensch there, you see, because I thought something dreadful's happened. A quarter of an inch west, and my life might have changed. The hook was quite sharp, but it just caught me kex rather than the speak.
Yeah.
So
speak?
That's an abbreviation for sphincter.
Oh, I'm all aware of that. Yeah, it's your thing.
I thought, oh, right.
No, sphincter. Yeah.
And, but I was trying to stay in character, because I thought, well, if they might use it.
Yeah.
So it goes on and on and on and on. And then it cuts, and I said, can you use that?
And you came out roaring about it. Yeah. But, outside of that, have you spoken about extraordinary jobs, the army thing, art college, RAD. Have you ever done a straight 9-to-5? Have you ever had to do a straightish job?
No, I haven't. I mean, completely useless, absolutely dreadfully useless at that sort of thing. I mean, I never know. All of a sudden, I mean, on television so much, people might be sick of me and say, well, you know, bugger off and go and get a proper job.
What would you do?
I'd probably have a good cry for about 6 months.
And then what would you do, Tim? I mean,
I'd be an expert on crying.
Oh, daytime television.
Absolutely. I'd be there, chunking its sweater. Now, it has been for this experience.
But you generally have no skills then?
None.
No skills at all. Are you handy indoors? Can you put up lamps and...
No.
And me neither?
No. I can't do any of that.
I think we may be related. I'd
probably consider chiropody. I mean, I might do that.
Why?
Don't know.
It's Malcolm McLaren, all right, chiropody.
There's two ways of saying the word, because after I qualified, I'd say now I'm a chiropodist.
A chiropodist. So just chiropody, if you take the stink line. But anyway, Tim, you're on, professionally, it appears, on top of the world at the moment. Do you feel great? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm pretty chipper. I'm getting a bit bored with seeing myself on the television a lot.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
And I might just go away for a little while. Whether it's to do with unemployment or pursuing other things, I don't know. But
they won't let you. People won't let you.
Well,
Tim Spall, everyone.